We all have scenes in our minds from television, movies, and theater, moments that just seem to stick. For our new Tuesday morning series, Scenes I Wish I'd Written, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg asked some major stage and screenwriters to pick their favorites.
Nora Ephron may be the most prolific and money-making female writer, director, and producer in the entire history of Hollywood. Ephron had huge hits with her screenplays for When Harry Met Sally, Sleepless in Seattle, and You've Got Mail. She directed the last two. Known for her romantic comedies, Nora Ephron picks a scene from the 1982 film Tootsie as one she wishes she had written. Dustin Hoffman, an out-of-work actor, dresses up as a woman and becomes the star of a TV soap opera. In this party scene on live TV, Hoffman decides to reveal that he is really a she.
I do feel it's time to set the record straight. You see, I didn't come here just as an administrator, Dr. Brewster. I came to this hospital to settle an old score.
What score?
Now, you all know that my father was a...
It's a scene that about the first five times I saw it, I laughed so hard I cried.
In fact, she was so terrified that she would... That the baby daughter would bear the stigma of illegitimacy that she decided to change her name and she contracted a disfiguring disease. After moving to Tangiers, which is where she raised the little girl as her sister.
It's a climax in a way that movies rarely have them, where you bring together almost every single character, and every single one of them is completely destroyed by this revelation. Dustin Hoffman is so brilliant in it, and to watch him, you genuinely think he is improvising. He's so gifted in this part.
For I am not Emily Kimberly, the daughter of Dwayne and Alma Kimberly. No, I'm not.
I'm Edward Kimberly, the reckless brother of my sister Anthea.
It is just ludicrously hilarious.
Yeah.
And I wish I'd written it. I wish I'd written the whole movie.
Larry Gelbart and Murray Siskel wrote the screenplay of Tootsie with help from Elaine May and others. Nora Ephron was reluctant to name a scene from one of her own films, so we did a little prompting. When Harry Met Sally, Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal, 1989. Rob Reiner, director, screenplay by Nora Ephron.
And of course you know the scene that I'm talking about. I have to be careful about the way I discuss it on family radio. It's when Meg Ryan fakes, let's call it, sexual pleasure.
Yes!
I don't know, is that a written scene? It's essentially one word.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
No, it was a written scene that had about five authors, I would have to say. Rob Reiner and I were working on the script with Andy Scheinman, who's Rob's producing partner, and Rob said to me, "You know, we've told you all these secrets about guys and how they are with women. You have to tell us a secret about women that we don't know." So I said, "Well, women fake orgasms." And Rob and Andy both looked at me, and in unison they said, "Not with me." And I said, "Oh, yes." No, they said. "This is not true." So Rob yelled for all the women in the office to come into his office, where he asked them if any of them had ever heard of such a thing. And all the women told the truth. So then we had a read-through with the cast, and we read the scene, and Meg Ryan said, "You know, wouldn't it be funnier if we did it in a restaurant or a delicatessen or something?" And then Meg said, and I think I should have an orgasm at the end of it.
Yes! Yes! Oh! Yes! Yes! Yes!
What a brave girl she is.
I'll say, yes. It was a fantastic idea. And then Billy Crystal said, and after she has the orgasm, one of the customers in the restaurant should turn around and say,
"I'll have what she's having."
I would say that five people wrote the scene. The most famous line in it is not mine, "I'll have what she's having." But I think I get credit for it in Bartlett's quotations.
As long as we're spreading the credits, it was Rob Reiner's idea to have his mother deliver that all-important line, which was not written by filmmaker Nora Ephron. Ephron's next film is Bewitched. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
It had to be you.
It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who.
Our series, Scenes I Wish I Had Written, continues next Tuesday with playwright Marcia Norman.
Or even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean.